Every time I was called on in class, I was sure that I was about to embarrass myself. Every time I took a test, I was sure that it had gone badly. And every time I didn't embarrass myself, or even excelled, I believed that I had fooled everyone yet again. One day soon, the jig would be up. At the joint reception that followed the ceremony, an after-party for nerds, so I fit right in, I told one of my male classmates about Dr. McIntosh's fantastic speech, explaining how we all feel like frauds. He looked at me, confused, and asked, "Why would that be interesting?" Carrie and I later joked that the speech to the men was probably something like, "How to cope in a world where not everyone is as smart as you." This phenomenon of capable people being plagued by self-doubt has a name: the imposter syndrome. Both men and women are susceptible to the imposter syndrome, but women tend to experience it more intensely and be more limited by it. Even the wildly successful writer and actress Tina Fey has admitted to these feelings. She once explained to a British newspaper, "The beauty of the imposter syndrome is you vacillate between extreme egomania and a complete feeling of, 'I'm a fraud, oh God, they're onto me, I'm a fraud.' So you just try to ride the egomania when it comes and enjoy it, and then slide through the idea of fraud. Seriously, I've just realized that almost everyone is a fraud, so I try not to feel too bad about it."